Hey, everyone, and welcome to the Dig Your Dream podcast, the official podcast show of The Guy in the Tie. I'm your host, Ray Digney, and this is my weekly word, the small segment of the show where I try my very best to pass along some quick, cool content with the hopes of leaving you both inspired and motivated to get out there and dig your dream. What's up, guys, and welcome back to the Dig Your Dream podcast. That's right, I said it, the Dig Your Dream podcast. It's back, I'm back, and I'm super excited. This has been something that has been weighing on me for a long time, a project that I started 4 or 5 years ago. And to be honest with you, I published 270 episodes. That's right, so this is episode number 271. The good news means that I started a project and I put out a bunch of episodes, many, many of which that I thought came out great. Super, super proud of the Dig Your Dream podcast, whether it be the weekly words or the Dig Me discussions or any of the other things that we put out there as episodes. It was a passion project of mine that I truly enjoyed, that I looked forward to doing each and every week. And for some strange reason, almost 2 years ago, the last episode that we published on the Dig Your Dream podcast was in April of 2022, I believe. And time has just really flown by. And to be quite honest with you, I'm not really sure why I stopped putting out the Dig Your Dream podcast. My guess is life just happened to get in the way. Things got really, really busy. Looking back at that time in April, May of 2022, my wife and I and our daughter, Stella, we were preparing to purchase our first home and move into our new home, and things at work were starting to pick up and get busier. And my Coach Ray All Day baseball coaching journey was just beginning and just starting to take off. And, you know, things started to turn into a little bit of a whirlwind. So that's what I guess my excuse is. But now sitting here in January of 2024, I realize that all that is an excuse. And sure, life does get in the way. Life does happen. Our calendars and our schedules become so chaotic and so crazy, and we become so overwhelmed. And all of that is real, and all of that is challenging. But the reality is this. If something's important to you, you will take the time to do it. If something's important to you, you will find a way to make it happen. And the Dig Your Dream podcast was a passion project of mine that whether or not I had hopes of a million people one day tuning in each and every week, or the only person who listened to it was me who did the episode, it was something that fueled my fire. It was something that fed my soul. And I still feel that way. And, you know, I'm disappointed that almost 2 years ago, I let life get in the way. Because the reality is, although it took time to, you know, record a video and pass along a message to all of you and then download that audio and cut it up and clean it up and then finally publish it as you know, as good of an episode as I thought it could be. Yeah, it took some time, but it was important to me. And I know that a few of you out there actually looked forward to each episode each and every week. So it makes me sad that I let life get in the way. It makes me sad that I let life stop me from continuing the project. So Today's episode on the Dig Your Dream podcast is all about taking the time to do something that feeds your soul. Taking the time to do something that fuels your fire. It is so important as we get older, as adults especially, and even for you youngsters out there that are listening. We have so many interests, so many responsibilities, so many things that, you know, require our attention. And sometimes because we are giving all of our attention to those things, we lose a little bit of ourselves. We lose a little bit of, you know, who am I and what do I like and what do I want to pursue and what brings me happiness, because we're so focused on the tasks at hand. And I know I'm guilty of that too. Listen, I am an extremely proud husband. I am married. I have a wife. I have a beautiful daughter. I have a dog who is my right-hand man. Luckily for me, I have the responsibility and stress of a mortgage and a car payment, and I have a job, and I have baseball teams and players and a partner, and I have all these things, right? And I'm not saying that because I think you don't. I'm saying it because I know you have those things as well too, in some capacity. We all have responsibilities. We all have people that look up to us. We all have people that are counting on us. And we have to do what we have to do. There's no doubt about that. But one thing that I've really come to realize is, in order for us to be our best versions of ourselves for those responsibilities, for those people that are counting on us, for those people that we care the most about, we have to be the best versions of ourselves. And most times, in order for us to be the best versions of ourselves, sure, we gotta be healthy and we wanna eat right and we wanna be in the gym so we can be in the best shape as we can possibly be. But we also have to be in the best shape up here and we have to be in the best shape in here. And most times, how we get in the best shape up here and in here is we gotta fuel the fire. We gotta feed the soul. We gotta do things that make us happy. And the Dig Your Dream podcast was a project for me that always made me happy. I love sharing a positive message or trying to remind all of you that tomorrow can be brighter than today and that no matter how busy you are, you should find a way to always chase your dreams. I always took a lot of pride in interviewing people that I found to be super inspiring and those that had passionate personalities, and I wanted you to meet those people and I wanted to introduce you to those kind of people. And I am disappointed that I stopped along the way. But I think what I'm proud about today is I'm recognizing that the Dig Your Dream podcast meant a lot to me. It means a lot to me. I'm bringing it back. It's starting today. And I'm gonna find the time each and every week to make sure that I pass along my weekly word each and every week, that I bring you a special guest that has passion, that is inspiring and motivating, that I think that you will enjoy their interview. I'm gonna do it. And I'm gonna find the time, no matter how busy I am, no matter how many baseball games I have to coach, no matter how many clients I have to make sure that I am there for, no matter how much I have to do to be a good husband and a good father, I'm gonna find the time because it's important to me. So on this 271st episode of the Dig Your Dream podcast, in this second half of 2024, the first month, January of 2024, I challenge you to look in the mirror tonight, tomorrow, sometime in this week, and ask yourself, what time during the day or during the week are you wasting on something that is not feeding your soul? How much time are you wasting on stuff that is not fueling your fire? Find out what that is and carve it out. Get rid of it. And you'll be able to open up some more time to do something that you want to do, something that you love, something that's going to make you happy, something that's going to get you going. So welcome back to the Dig Your Dream podcast. I am your host, Ray Digney, Ray All Day, Dad, I don't know, whatever you want to call me, I'm back, I'm here, the Dig Your Dream podcast, let's go, let's make it happen, let's do everything that we're supposed to do in the time that we have left. Peace.